Shavuos Perek Ches Mishnah Hey 8:5, and now we're shifting on to the person who was the shomer, was a shoel. He was borrowing the object, or in this case the cow, from his friend. So the owner of the cow says Amar LaShoel, he says to the person to whom he lent it, Heichan Shori, where is the cow I loaned to you? Amar Lo, and then the borrower says back to them, Mace, your cow died. Now, since he is a shoel, even if the cow died of natural causes, or of lightning struck for that matter, he is going to still have to repay a cow. But says the Mishnah, as it happens, even though he's liable for such a claim, but he actually was lying, because vahu, the truth is, shenishbar, that an animal, you know, like a lion, got to the cow, and that's how it died, not from natural causes. O nishba, or pirates got to it, O nignav, thieves came in the night, O avad, it just, he lost it, got wandered off, whatever the story is. So in all those cases, the borrower is actually liable, and he's liable just even though he claimed it was just it died of natural causes. That's also he's liable. So he's not actually gaining anything here, or potentially causing the owner of the cow to lose anything. Therefore, since he's not really causing a potential loss for some sort of tvius mammon, for some sort of financial claim, so it's not in shavuos hapikadon territory really, because not denying a financial claim. And therefore, the point of the mission will be after a lot of words, giving all the possible permutations of how this could go down, since anyways he's swearing, we haven't seen the oath yet, but he's going to swear falsely, but the false oath wouldn't have caused any loss anyways to the original owner, it's just stam a lie. So therefore, they will not, the Mishnah will say he's putter, meaning he's putter from paying back the chomesh and paying and bringing a asham gazelos. However, since he did swear falsely, really for no good reason, he is violated as shuos bitui, and therefore he'll have to bring a chatas olav yored for swearing falsely in general. But our point of the mission here is that since he didn't cause anyone potential loss, he won't have to bring the asham or give the chomesh. Now the mission goes on to give all the other permutations of how this could work. They're all kind of the same, if you will. If the claim of the borrow is nishbar, that an animal got to the cow, vahu, but the truth is, Shemes died of natural causes, or Nishba by the pirates, or Nignav by the thieves, or Avad just got away. Or if he claims Nishba, an animal got to it, Vahu, but the truth is Shemes of natural causes it died, Shenishbar, or animal got to it, or Nignav, the thieves got to it, or Avad, he just lost it. Or even if he claims Nignav, it was stolen, that's even like worse off. That means he just didn't lock the door properly or do his shmira that he could have done. Vahu. But the truth is, it wasn't just stolen by somebody. It was shemes, it died by natural causes, or nishbar by an animal, or nishba by the pirates, or avad by itself. Or if he claims avad, it just got lost. However, he doesn't know what happened. Vahu, but the truth is that shemes, it died by natural causes, or nishbar by the animals, or nishba by the pirates, or nigna by the thief. In all those cases, since his claim didn't really achieve anything, if the original owner of the cow says, Mashbiacha ani, I adjure you, I put you under oath, swear to me that that's what happened. Va'amar amen, yes, he agrees to that. So then Potter, he'll be exempt. Exempt from, like I said before, the Shavuos HaPikadon obligations of bringing a Asham Gazelos and paying the Chomash. He will, however, have to bring the Chatas of the Olav Yored, because he Shavuos Bitui, he swore falsely. And I should point out, he will also, besides this generic, neighborly oath that he took, Mashbiach Ani, also still, the shoel will have to swear that he doesn't, like Shavuos HaShomer, he doesn't have the cow still in his possession. That's important because the basic idea of Shavuos HaShomerim is that we're concerned that the borrower of the cow took a liking to this cow. He said, you know what, I'll just say the cow died or got lost or stolen, whatever. Yeah, I'll have to pay him. I'll pay him what the cow is worth, but so he'll get his money. He'll be okay, but I'll get the cow, which is what I really want. So he has to still swear he hasn't got the cow in his possession.